This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Swung on, hit high in the air, deep to center. Tauchman back, and there it goes. A leadoff home run for Andrew McCutchen. Hedges a swing and a fly ball to that deep left field, and this ball is gone. He hits it right down the line. Austin Hedges with his first home run. That's no cheapie. It's deep down there to left. Hedges with home run number one, and the Pirates having some fun. They're up 5-1.
Sounds like no one told Joe Buck how this game ended. Because it hadn't ended at that point.
Swung on, bounced to first. Two hops to Mancini and on to Alzolay covering. That's the ball game, and the Cubs have taken the first two games of the series. They come back and beat the Pirates 10-6.
So there you go. Pirates lost to the Cubs 10-6 after Austin Hedges went deep. Give the Pirates a 5-1 lead. That's the biggest lead the Pirates would have in that game. Ian Happ got a hit that scored two runs. And the Cubs never gave up the lead after the later third of the game. Welcome to the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It is the Wake Up Show, and the Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. You're welcome to call me and vent your frustrations. I'm a little bit frustrated as well. I'm not Adam Crowley, though. I'm not jumping off the boat necessarily. The Pirates seem to do this. They win the games that you might not expect them to win, but then they lose the games you might expect them to win. So it's a rough time. You can call me, though, 412-928-9370. You're welcome to vent your frustrations. I like to leave this time open just to see what the fans think about some of these games now, what they think about how the Pirates are doing. Ronzi Contreras got into the game yesterday. We'll go over what he did and some of the decisions that Shelton made. But I've said it before, and I don't need to say it too much more. I don't think if you listen to this show, if you have listened to this show regularly this week, I've already explained what makes this series so important. I'll go over that just briefly again, because this was a crucial series for the Pirates. The Pirates have the Brewers coming up over the weekend. They've got a three-game series coming up after this one. The Pirates have already lost this series, and the Pirates have lost ground to the Cubs in the NL Central. So we go back to the series against the A's, and I use the series against the A's as an analogy, where I didn't think that the series loss to the A's was all that crucial because it's not a division opponent. The A's were bound to, you know, win games eventually. They weren't going out there trying to lose, and a lot of those players out there, I think, found their correct footing. And I forget what their winning streak is at now, but I know it reached 7 games at the least. Might be at 8 now. I'm not exactly sure. But they went on a winning streak after they beat the Pirates 2 out of 3 times in that series. They swept the Brewers. So this is just one of those hot stretches that they're going to be put on. And I don't even think they have the worst record in Major League Baseball anymore at this point. They don't. Now it's the Royals. The Royals are 18-50. The Athletics, 19-51. So the Royals have less losses. I guess it's the same record in terms of the games back in their division. 18-50 versus 19-51. There's one more win and loss on the Athletics record. But the Royals have the least amount of wins so far in Major League Baseball. So the Athletics no longer have the most amount of wins, or the least amount of wins. So they got on a hot stretch, right? They've picked it back up. They're still really bad, and the Royals are really, really bad. But you get my point. The Athletics got on a hot stretch. The players aren't trying to lose. So losing to the Pirates, or the Pirates losing to the Athletics, in that case, I'm not seeing as much as a problem. This series, though, against the Cubs, is a major problem. And you might argue, you might say, wait, what's different? What's different about this series? Even if they lose, they're still ahead of the Brewers because the Brewers keep losing. Well, yeah, the Brewers lost again yesterday. And the Brewers have lost 7 of their last 10. The big problem, though, is that the Reds have won 8 of their last 10, and now the Reds are a game and a half back of the Pirates. That's where the big problem is here. When you play divisional opponents, you're directly affecting each other. You don't have to rely on a separate opponent to move the standings. Whoever wins is guaranteed to move up in the standings, and whoever loses is guaranteed to move down. So that's the starter right there. Now the Cubs are 4.5 games back of the division lead, which is scary to think about. The Cardinals are still down there, 8.5 back. They're in last still. They're 27-42, but the Cubs are now back in the division race because of 2 wins against the Pirates. And this especially hurts the Pirates because they're in the lead and they're giving up that ground. It's not like the third and the fourth place team playing each other and the fourth place team is gaining ground on the third place team. No, the Cubs right now are cutting into the Pirates' division lead. And this is different from the Athletics series as well because now the Brewers are coming up over the weekend. The Pirates, it doesn't seem in recent years, have done too well playing against the Brewers in Milwaukee at what is now referred to as American Family Field, formerly Miller Park. I like the former better. Anyway, not the point. But you get it. This is bad now because the Brewers don't have to worry now about losing this series to the Minnesota Twins, which was a 2-game set. They're off today. But they lost yesterday 4-2 in a 2-game set, and that's now 6 straight losses for the Brewers. But they don't have to worry right now. If the Pirates win today, the Pirates will be a game and a half up on the Brewers because the Brewers don't have a game today. They're going to travel back home, and then the Pirates are going to go out to Milwaukee and start that series tomorrow after the series finishes up against the Cubs. But like, you get the point here. Like, the Brewers are in great shape because now the Brewers control more of their own destiny at this point of the season than the Pirates do, because the Brewers don't have to worry about that set against the Twins now. The Brewers don't have to worry about the 6-game losing streak because after all that losing, they're still a game back. So all the Brewers have to do is win 2 of 3 against the Pirates, and they're leading the series. They're leading the division again. The Pirates had an opportunity to bury the Brewers, and the Pirates had an opportunity to shove the Cubs further back down, and the Pirates could have won either 2 of these first 2 games in the series. And that's just what's frustrating about it all. You're watching the games, and I mean, I teased Joe Block a little bit, but it's not his fault. I mean, the Pirates are having fun. Austin Hedges hit a home run. They're up by 4 runs. They're up 5-1. And he should expect them to be having fun. He should expect them to be having a good time, playing good baseball. Austin Hedges went deep at Wrigley Field, a place that's rather hard to hit home runs, one of the longest fences all around in Major League Baseball. Also one of the oldest ballparks. That has something to do with it. But there's no reason that they shouldn't have fun. They're up by 4 runs. And the culprit that I found yesterday came back again today. That was the bullpen for the Pirates. Ronzi Contreras headlines the bullpen performances. Contreras pitched 1 1/3 innings. How about Osvaldo Beto as well? Nothing wrong with his start. He struck out 6 batters over 4 innings, gave up 1 earned run on 4 hits. So Beto with a quality start. The Pirates had an early cushion as well, thanks to Andrew McCutchen and Carlos Santana. They had 3 runs early. Then Santana knocked in another run. Austin Hedges hit his home run. All exciting. Osvaldo Beto, 4 quality innings. I think the idea from manager Derek Shelton was, let's put Contreras in there. Okay, Beto's never pitched in the majors. He pitched 4 solid innings. Let Contreras eat the next 3 or so innings. And then we'll get to the back end of the bullpen. David Bednar can close it out. Everything will be fine. Contreras, though, big problem. He went 1 1/3, struck out just 1 batter, gave up 5 earned runs on 3 hits, walked 2 batters. Rough outing for Ronzi Contreras. I just don't think that's the right move in that situation. I mean, this whole series is incredibly important. And when this series is as important as it is, as pivotal as it is, and you didn't win the first game, I'd have been happy with 2 of 3. You can't sweep them all. And as Neil Walker said, I'll keep referencing that a couple weeks ago, Neil Walker said it's really difficult for teams to sweep consecutive series. So I'm not expecting sweep after sweep after sweep from this Pirates team. But a series win is something that was crucial to the Pirates. Now they're in a situation where they're going into the Brewers series with, at best, a game and a half up on the Brewers before they play a 3-game series. And at worst, the Brewers will be a half game behind by the time the series starts. Again, the Pirates have just not seemed to do well in Milwaukee in recent years. The Pirates have struggled with divisional opponents for as long as I can remember, but American Family Field is not a pleasant place for the Pirates to play in. They just haven't done well in recent history. So to experiment with Ronzi Contreras like that, to make his first bullpen appearance in a game where you're up 5-1 and you allow him to pitch over an inning and give up 5 earned runs, it's just, that's not it. It's not good. The Cubs mounted their comeback off of Contreras. Contreras entered the game when the Pirates were up 5-1. And I'll credit Osvaldo Beto as well. There's nothing better he could have done through 4 innings. 1 earned run, 4 hits. He struck out 6 batters. Had a very effective outing. Leaving Contreras in the game for too long was the problem. And experimenting in a crucial series. Again, if they win that first game on Tuesday, I don't have a problem with putting Contreras out there, letting him get out of the bullpen in the game yesterday. But they didn't win the first game. And now, Ronzi Contreras contributed to the eventual loss in the second game. I get Colin Holderman didn't lock it down like you would have expected. But at that point, Colin Holderman's blip is not the problem. The inconsistency of Ronzi Contreras is the blatant factor that I'm paying attention to, paying most of my attention to. I just don't get Derek Shelton's. I get you want to inspire confidence in Contreras, and I'm not in the locker room. I'm not close to the players like, you know, that player-manager relationship is. But it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me in a vacuum to put Contreras in a game that I'd say you need to win. It's still a long season. The series isn't going to determine things, but the more you can stay ahead and the more you can put yourself in a position to be ahead, when the rough times come, you have that insurance packed away. We saw that in the month of April. I'm confident that the only reason the Pirates are contending right now is because of their great start at the beginning of the season. That's why they're here. So a series win against the Cubs was crucial. Now they can't. And if they get swept, the Brewers are going to be a half game back going in to their head-to-head weekend matchup, their three-game series coming up that starts tomorrow. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. If you want to call in, 412-928-9370. If you want to vent your frustrations about the Pirates, you're welcome to. You can also comment on Twitter at @Callis_33 if you want to tag me in a tweet. That's at Callis, @Callis_33, and I'll respond to your tweets as I see them. Matt Canada also spoke yesterday. There's a few clips I want to play for you when I come back from this break. Again, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's The Fan Early Morning Show. Talking about the Pirates and how they've blown it in this series. Losing two so far of a total of three. The Pirates play the Cubs again today. But the Pirates have already lost the series, and now they are just playing to not get swept in today's game. And then they start a three-game series with the Brewers. So if you want to call in and you want to make some comments about the Pirates, you're welcome to. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. All right, we got a tweet here from Long John Silver 2, maybe Junior, says if Shelton lets Ronzi throw during a game where the Pirates don't have at least a 7-run lead going forward, it should be considered malpractice. His confidence is cooked. All right, Long John Silver Jr., 2. Yeah, you know, I get that. I hear that. That's a valid perspective. You got to put Contreras in not crucial situations. And unfortunately for the Pirates, this whole series was a crucial situation. And, yeah, again, they were both these first two games were winnable, and that's what makes this so frustrating. So I'm with that perspective. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer is here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax. And you can check them out online at sunchevy.com today. High of 77, low of 50. It's going to be clear throughout the morning, and it's going to get partly cloudy toward the later parts of the day. Then tomorrow, high of 71, low of 59, a 70% chance of rain. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. All right, you're welcome to continue to come and talk about the Pirates. You can tweet at me at callas_33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S _33. You can also call me. And we got a call right now, 412-928-9370. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Yeah, this is Earl from Canonsburg.
All right, what's on your mind?
Well, I have to wonder, or maybe you can tell us, how we can keep, even though Hedges did have a home run yesterday, we can't carry a guy that's sub-180 batting average, especially when we have a delay on the benches. I think he's hitting over 300. I just don't understand that.
Delay's been a little bit, he's been a little colder since like the middle part of May, so I don't know if he's the savior. I kind of hear the calls, though, for Henry Davis or Andy Rodriguez to make the majors. What are your thoughts? Do you want them to get called up?
Well, I think you ought to just give Delay a chance until you bring one of them guys up, because we cannot carry a sub-180 hitter. That's just impossible.
Earl,
not in a predicament we're in.
I appreciate the call, Earl. Thank you, Earl from Canonsburg. So, no, I hear that, and I am the biggest Austin Hedges fan in the entire world, and Crowley knows that, and he's glaring at me, of course, through the window, because, yeah, I am a big Austin Hedges fan. I wish Austin Hedges nothing but the best. But while I have my own platform and I'm not being crazy and I'm a little mellow, I'm usually get a little wacky as the morning starts to go on, but this show allows me to be more mellow. So I can understand here how Austin Hedges is not contributing as much to the offense as this Pirates team needs to have him contribute. And yes, anything under 200 at the major league level just doesn't seem like a productive offensive player. So, don't let Crowley know this too much. While I'm in my mellow state here starting out the show, yes, I can acknowledge Austin Hedges. Definitely not a great hitter, and that definitely hurts the team. I still think that the players love him. I still think he's a great defensive catcher, but I won't. I'm not going to just automatically shut down the arguments that he should be taken out or replaced because of his offensive woes. I also just think that the Jason Delay is also not the answer. So really, if they're going to do anything, if there's anything I think they should do, it's going to be call up Andy Rodriguez. But they still haven't done that yet, and there's no news that that's going to be happening anytime soon. So I'm sure it'll happen this year, but we just don't know. So that's my thoughts there. Matt Canada spoke yesterday. I reveled in the fact that Kyle Dubas, when he was hired as the director of operations for the Pittsburgh Penguins, how elegantly he spoke and how much confidence I kind of felt in him already. His first impression was really good. Matt Canada, over his career as the offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't feel the same sentiments toward Matt Canada as I do to Kyle Dubas. So here's a clip for you. He got asked where the offense has improved this offseason so far.
What do you expect from the offense this year, and what areas are you focusing you feel maybe you need to improve upon?
Obviously, we want to improve in every area. We got a lot of great players. We're excited about where we're at as a, the depth we've added, certainly starting up front, the depth we've added up front with the line. Obviously, we want to, we did some things. We had, 10 play drives were good. Third down was good. We got to score more points. Got to be better in the red zone. Some more explosive plays. And there's a lot of things to work on. But ultimately, we just have to find a way to win more games. And that starts up front for us. And we're excited about where we are with that.
Where do you want to most improve? Well, everywhere. And then he goes and he lists everywhere, literally every position, every situation on the field. Yeah, we want to get better in the red zone. We want to get better up front. We need to run the ball better. We need to, make better plays. He hasn't changed from when he started. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say much that's significant when he's in his press conferences. Here's some comments about Pickett. He got asked about Kenny Pickett.
I think Kenny's had a good spring. Obviously, every day is up and down, and, when you play quarterback, and then, Coach Thomas says it the best, right? It's football-like, not football. But I think he's improving. He's seeing things, playing fast, getting some timing with the guys that you need to do as you become the starter, which was last year he was learning, and we had obviously different situations. So I think Kenny's had a very good spring and excited about where he is.
Had a good spring, had his ups and downs. He's seeing things. Great. Matt Canada asked about the identity of the offense.
Well, I think our identity was pretty clear the last nine games. We ran the ball really well. We were physical. You saw who we drafted, who we acquired. I don't think there's any question about what our identity is going to be. I think we want to run the football. We want to be physical. We want to be a good team that throws the ball down the field and take advantage of what the defense gives us. And I think our identity has been well known and well stated where we're at.
Got some great wide receiver weapons, but let's run the ball. Let's run the ball. Our identity is running the ball. He got asked about a couple wide receivers for the Steelers as well, Allen and Pickens. And listen to this one, too. This one might be my favorite.
What kind of progression can we see from George this year, and what does Allen add as your receiver?
I'll go in reverse order. Allen, what a great guy, and it's a great leader. His experience, again, going, I continue to talk about. I just think we're a more experienced unit on offense right now from pieces that we've had here that have developed and bringing in Isaac, some guys who've played a lot of football. And Allen is such a leader as he's coming in and getting involved and has great pride in his work, great pride in his group, great pride in the offense, and has been a real asset to us as far as, what it takes to do it. And I think, he's a really, really good football player, another guy you have to cover. And I think that's a real benefit for us. So I'm thrilled that he's here, and I think it adds another dynamic weapon for us. To your point about George, George is he played a lot last year as a rookie, made a lot of special plays, and we certainly expect and for him to continue to ascend and continue to make those plays. And obviously, as we all, I'm not going to ever put it on just Kenny or, as we all continue to grow as an offense and we continue to raise our floor, I think we can see more, different things from different guys. And there'd be no reason to think George won't really, flourish as we continue to do that.
I find that one most entertaining because he goes on this long monologue about how Allen Robinson's a great leader and a great talent. And then when he talks about George Pickens, he takes less time to talk about him and just says, I see no reason why he can't improve. And when Matt Canada uses the word improve in any sentence, he's not really saying much. Yeah, everything, no reason he can't improve. Yeah, the offense, we're trying to improve everywhere. Improve, improve, improve. Not really getting the how, though, and Allen Robinson, great leader, George Pickens. No reason he can't improve, right? My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This has been the Fan Early Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.